Begin the current daf, Maseches Menachos, daf Kof Ches. Begin 8 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, explaining a Mishnah, Maseches Shkalim. The Gemara had quoted this Mishnah, which spoke about the 13 different shofars, the different boxes that different monies were used for funds for the Beis HaMikdash, were put into the Beis HaMikdash, where seven of them were clearly marked what they were for, the old shkalim, the new shkalim, kinin, and different things. And then there were 6 boxes which were for nedavos for the Beis HaMikdash. So that the Gemara's question was, connected me, for what would were there specifically 6 boxes? So the Gemara gave a few different interpretations. The reason why the Gemara introduced this Mishnah Masechta Shkalim is because one of the interpretations related back to the halacha of our Mishnah regarding that if one donates an eagle, a smaller animal, could he then bring and fulfill it with a larger animal, like a par? That's what we said, that the one interpretation was saying that it's going like Rebbe, who says that you need a separate box for eagle and for par and for isle and for kevis and gedi and sar, where although that those are the smaller animals and the bigger animals, where according to the Rabbanan you would only need 3 boxes because the smaller one is subsumed in the bigger one, that Mishnah is going like Rebbe, who holds that no, you need separate boxes for each one, and therefore you needed 6 for nedavos because they were all different types. Now, on that theme, the Gemara continues once we introduce that Mishnah Masechta Shkalim with other interpretations. Why were there specifically 6 boxes for nedavos when those were put for the Kites and Mizbeach, when the altar was idle, to just go ahead and put on karbanos? Why were there specifically 6? So Shmuel Amar, he says, Keneged, it correlates to 6 different maisaris, leftovers, that one had funds earmarked for certain karbanos, when then the price went down and then he has extra. That then, since these are different types of karbanos, they're kept separately in their separate boxes, but they're all used to purchase karbanos nedavos of oilas for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mizbeach. What are these 6? Keneged Meister Chatas, leftovers that one had made monies for a karban chatas, which he had extra monies. Meister Asham, where if he had separated money for any one of these types of karbanos and it was left over, he's going to put it into these boxes. And Asham, in general, when we mean the Asham Gizelis and Asham Igilis, when someone stole, and then if he misappropriated, he has to bring a karban Asham. Now, as we said, that can't be mixed with the box of Chatas, because of those different types of karbanos. So to a Meister Asham Nazir, there was a separate box for the leftovers. If, let's say, a Nazir had earmarked money for his Asham, and then the price went down, he has leftover. Or a Meister Asham Mitzayra, when the Mitzayra has his carbon Asham, which the funds have leftover, these cannot be mixed with the regular box of Ashams, where the Asham Gizelis, Asham Ilis, because the regular Ashamis are 2-year-old rams. Here, they're 1-year-old. Moreover, you can't mix the Asham Mitzayra with the Asham Nazir, because the Asham Nazir is coming to allow the Nazir who's tar to go ahead and partake of wine. And moreover, we don't take the blood of that carbon and put on his ear and his thumb. And moreover, by the Asham Nazir, it doesn't require any nesachim. In contrast, the Asham Mitzayra is a different type of carbon. As we find, we take the blood of that carbon and put on his right ear and his right thumb and his right toe. Also requires libations, and it permits him to come into the machna, which is not the same halacha as what the Asham Nazir is. So those are 2 different boxes, because they fulfill they're different than each other and than the regular ashams. Then there was Umayser Michas Chayte. There was a separate box for the leftovers of the poor sinner, which he brings a flower offering. Now, since that flower offering is called a chatas, there are certain chatois that are brought as a flower offering. So then its leftovers goes for this idea where it goes for the nedava, the tzibur, which they brought as these karbanos nedava on the mizbech, because this is what the Gemara Tzimura says of Chav Gimel Amabez, which is the source for this halacha, that Yehoyada HaKohen had made the exposition that whatever comes from the leftovers of chatos or from asham, specifically those 2 types, then you go and you purchase karbanos ayla, and the meat goes to Hashem on the mizbech, and the hide goes to the Kohen. Because in contrast, the leftover money of other menachas, of other flour offerings, they don't go to the nedava of the tzibur. Rather, what a person would do in that situation, when he has leftover funds, he would add from his own money and use those monies to go and bring his own karban mincha, but it wouldn't go to the nedava of the tzibur. But here, since it's a mincha schaite, it's called the karban chatas, therefore its funds will go to the nedava of the tzibur. And the 6th one is a meiser asira se'ifa shel kohen gadol. The leftover, the 10th of the eifa, a flour which the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. If they had designated monies for the Asiris HaEifa of today, and let's say the price went down and it was leftover funds, then you cannot go ahead and combine those monies to use for his tomorrow's Chavid. Rather, it falls for the Nedava of the Tzibur, because it has the same halacha as the Maisra of Achatas, because it's also called Achatas. As the Gemara says, in my Kutnaf Tazayin and Meral, the Pasuk says Yaakov Chatasai, what that comes to include is a Sirus Eif of the Kain Gadol. So since it's called Achatas, it also has the same halacha where its Maisra, its leftovers, are used for the Nadav of the Tzibur, but since it's a different type of a carbon, it has its own box. Rabbi Yishayahu, he gives a different interpretation, almost the same as Shmuel, but one difference. He says, Keneged Maisra Chatas, Umaisra Asham, Umaisra Asham Nazir, Umaisra Asham Mitzayra, so far those four were the same. But here's where he changes. Umaisra Kinan, if someone had separated monies for his peer of birds, and then the price of birds went down, and now he has leftover monies from that, that is one box. And the sixth box is the same that Shmuel had said, Umaisra Mechaschait, the leftover of the sinner's flower offering. So now the Gemara asks regarding the two interpretations, Ushmul my time alamakar baisha, why doesn't it say like a baisha that the it's not the mechas chavitin, but rather leftovers of the kinin, when someone has bird karbanas, which has their chatas too. So that says the Gemara, no kinin tonale reisha. What do you mean? There was 13 boxes, as we mentioned. In the first 7 boxes, there was one clearly marked that it's for kinin, for birds, for the peers of birds. So how can you say that one of these 6 that were the unmarked ones, which were those went in the dove of the tzibur, was for the kinin? So the Gemara asks now back, Rebbeishia, what? Tani, he learns in the Mishnah that there were 13 boxes, v'loi tani kinin, and he doesn't learn that it was for the peers of birds in the first 7? But Tani Rebbeishia does teach this halacha, for tani kinin, and he does say kinin. So how could we say that the remaining 6 are going to have, according to him, one of them kinin? Oh, this is the Gemara, it's not a difficulty. Chad lekinin, from the first 7, yes, there was, when someone is lacking atonement, he has to bring monies for his peer of birds, let's say a woman who's a yeledes or a ziva, they have to bring these bird karbanas. Then you put it in the box, and then they could eat kachim in the evening, as the Gemara says in Erev and Eflam and Beisim and Aleph, that the court of the Kahanim don't leave from there until they use up all the monies that's in that box. And we're not concerned that they're not going to sacrifice it because they're very diligent. That's from the first 7. That's the actual kinin itself. It's put into that box. V'chad, but the one from the remaining 6, is l'moyistu kinin, the leftovers money. If the price went down and they already brought their birds, now there's leftover money, those funds is put into one of those 6 boxes. It's not a contradiction. There it said kinin, and here it's moyistu kinin. Now, so that was explaining why Shmuel doesn't say like Rabbi Yishayahu. And that is the Gemara, Rabbi Yishayahu, my time alone with Shmuel. Why doesn't he say like Shmuel that one of the 6 boxes is not like he's saying for the moyistu kinin, but rather for the leftovers of the seir seif of the kohen gadol of his mechas chavitin? Says the Gemara, because Savala Kamanda Amma heals like the one who says, Meisr shall asir seifa shall kain gadol. It wasn't put into a box, rather yirkaf, that we let that to rot, and it's not used for anything. The time we learn the Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Meisr minchas, the leftover of the flower offering is nedava, is brought as a donation. Meisr mincha, the leftover of the flower offering is yirkaf, is left to rot. So first, the question is, my kama, what's the Braisa saying? It seems to be contradicting itself. Is it a nedava or is it yirkas? So Amr Chizdi says, hachakama, this is what the Braisa is saying. Meisa minchas chayte, as we see the word minchas itself seems to indicate that it's a certain type of a flower offering. That of a sinner's flower offering. Now, the person himself cannot sacrifice it as a minchas nedava because he was already separated to be as a chayve, as an obligatory sin offering. So what do you do with the leftovers? So nedava, that's the halacha that we're saying, that everyone agrees to, the minchas chayte, that's brought to one of the 6 boxes, and it's brought as a nedava from its funds to buy a carbon ayla when the mizbeach is bottled. Now, but the second halacha of meisa mincha, that it's yirkav, is referring to meisa asir se'efesh al-kayin gadol yirkav, the leftover of the 10th of the kayin gadol, that's left to rot. So like this interpretation of Chizda is what Rabbi Yishayahu is going like, and that's why it doesn't say like Shmuel, because actually the Meisa Asir Seva the Kohen Gadol is not put into its own box, it's actually not used at all, it's left to rot. Now, however, that was according to Rabbi Chizda's interpretation of the Braisa. Rabba Amar, he says a different interpretation of the Braisa, which does not support Rabbi Yishayahu, which Shmuel could say like, that he says, Afila Meisa Asir Seva Shal Kohen Gadol Nam Nedava, not like Shmuel, that even that is also as Nedava, and therefore like Shmuel had said, that one of the 6 boxes will be for the Meisa Asir Seva. But then, so what's the second half of the halacha saying that the other meisr mincha is yirkav? As referring to something else. Ela meisr lach mei toide yirkav. Which mincha are we talking about? The leftover of the breads that come with the Thanksgiving offering, that is left to rot. Now the reason why that one is left to rot, because the toide is not called a chatz, it's actually called a shlam. And we say this halacha of being brought from the Dov the Tzibur that was expounded by Yodah HaKayin, it was only regarding things that are either Chatas or Asha. Now, moreover, Yosef can't bring it as a Nadava, as an individual Nadava by itself, and that therefore you can't sacrifice it because we never find that bread is brought as its own carbon. It's only brought with a carbon tayda. Now, Yosef cannot take these breads and bring it with a different carbon tayda because every tayda has to have its own bread. So you can never use these breads for anywhere else. And therefore, and this is how the Gemara and Shkalm in the second parak explains, and therefore, it has to be left to rot. But it's not referring, according to Rabbah, which would be the same for Shmuel, to the Moshe Asiris Seifa of the Kohen Gadol, because that actually is brought as an adab. Now, the Gemara says that this halacha that we just mentioned is beplokta. As we're talking about that machlekes, we find there are others who have the same machlekes. Maisa Sirus Evesh HaKohen Gadol, regarding this point of dispute between Rabbi Yishai and Shmuel, which we said could be the same thing, but difference between Rabbah and Rav Chisda, is a machlekes that we find the leftovers of the Sirus Evesh HaKohen Gadol. Rabbi Yechanami says Nadava. It's brought as a Nadava. Rabbi Lazo Amar Yirkav, he says, no, it's left to rot. So the Gemara asks, Maisa, the Gemara asks from Mishnah Masechet Shkalma, the one who says that it's Yirkav, that's left to rot, and not like Shmuel who said that it's brought as a Nadava, the Mishnah says, Maisa Shkalma. But if, let's say, someone had put in a lot of coins to use as his machsa shekel, and there was excess over there, there was extra. So that says the Mishnah Chulin, it's unconsecrated because it's more than what was necessary, it was never had sanctity. Now, however, continues the Mishnah, Moisa Asiris Eifa. But let's say the leftovers that's more from the tenth of the Eifa. Umaisa kine zavin, or the leftover, the pair of birds that a zavas that bring bikini zavis, or when the female, the zava brings her pair of birds, or bikini yaladis, or when a woman who gave birth has to bring her pair of birds, and there's the leftover funds, or vachatois vashamis, or from a kamachatis karban asham. Here, maisrei nedava, their leftover monies are brought as a nedava. That's where we say we take those funds, we put it into those boxes, and then when the mizbeach is idle, then they bring these karbanas from these funds. Number one thing, asked the Gemara, my love, Maisa Asiris Seifa Shekohen Gadol. What's that first case talking about when it says the excess of the Asiris Seifa that we're saying it's Nadava, it's the Asiris Seifa of the Kohen Gadol? So we see that it's not Yirkav, but rather it's brought as a Nadava. So the Gemara line, no, it's not referring to the Chavita Kohen Gadol. It's Maisa Minchas Chayte. The Minchas Chayte is also Asiris Seifa. That's not mentioned here in this case. And that everyone agrees that the Minchas Chayte, the excess of the Asiris Seifa over there is brought as a Nadava, and there is not a contradiction to the one who holds that the Asir Seva of the Kohen Gadol is Yirkav. Now, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Rav Yitzchak, he says, Mistaber Kamanda Amar Maisa Asir Seva Shekohen Kohen Gadol Yirkav. It's logical to say, like the one who says, that the leftover of the Chavita Kohen Gadol is actually, those funds are left to rot. Why? Because the time you look in the Brisa, it says the Pasuk in the Yikra, Lo Yosem Aleo Shemen, Lo Yitne Aleo Levayna, Kichatasi, it's talking about the Michas Chayte. When the sinner brings a flower offering, so he doesn't put oil on it, he doesn't put frankincense on it, because kichatos he, because it's a sinner's offering, we don't want to beautify it when a person's a sinner. Now, but it says kichatos he. So Amr Rabbi Yehudi says, he kru yichatos. What's the pasuk saying he, it, like an exclusionary terminology? It's saying, this minchas chayt is called a chatos. Ve'ein acheres, but there is no other one, even an obligatory mincha. It's not kru yichatos, it's not called a chatos, meaning that it should have a din, a law of a chatos, meaning that we're saying all menachas require levina, but the menachas chayti does not require levina. We're saying this is the only one that does not require levina. Lima, this comes to teach al asir seifa shakayan gadol, where even though it's an obligatory mincha, shein the kuri chatas, we're saying that it's not called a chatas, and betuuna levina, therefore it requires frankincense. Oh, so says the Gemara, umede'ene kuri chatas. From the fact that regarding levina, we say that it does not have the law of a chatas, So too, Maisara, its leftover funds, also regarding there, we're going to say it does not have a law of a karmachatas, and therefore Yirkav, and therefore it's going to be left to rot. Meaning, what the Gemara is saying is that even though we know, as we mentioned before, that it is called a karmachatas, and that was how we explained before, according to the one who wanted to say that the Michas Chavita Kohen Gadol, that the leftovers are going to be brought as Nadava, as a chatas, but that's what we're learning out from here, from Rabbi Yehuda, that it does not have the law of a karmachatas, where the pasuk is coming to exclude it when it says chatas he, this is the chatas, the michas chayte, that is going to be the one that has the law of a chatas, but the chavit kohen gadol, the serious eifa, the kohen gadol, will not have the law of a chatas, and therefore it is logical to say that it's going to be yirkav, and it's not going to be brought as nadava, as one of the six boxes. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, which talks about the theme of the monies that are used when a carbon is deconsecrated. and the sanctity on the carbon, and then it's sold to someone else after a blemish, what do you do with those funds? So that says the Mishnah as follows. Sharza oilev. Someone says, this ox is a carbon oilev. It's going to be totally burnt as a sacrifice on the Mizbech. Now, but when it develops a blemish, which now cannot be brought as an oilev. Now, which then generally the halach is, so it's it could, now then it's sold, deconsecrated, and generally the monies have the sanctity, and then the monies are then used to purchase that carbon. Says the Mishnah Imratz, if the person wants, Yavi Bedamov, so now the monies that are used when he sold this ox, could be used to purchase Shnayim, two oxen, could be brought for that same money, where it was going to be for one ox, now when he sold it, he got a lot of money, he could purchase two of them with that same money, and he'll bring two oxen instead of one. So too says the Mishnah, however, but Shnei Shvarim Elu Oila. Let's say he says, these two oxen are going to be a carbon oila. V'nistavo, and it develops a blemish. So here two ruts, if he wants to. Yavi b'dmei echad. If he wants, he could do the exact opposite. Here, from the funds of the two that develop a blemish, and he sold it, he has the funds, he could buy one animal with those monies. Where, as Rashi points out, although that this is similar to the case of gadol v'hevi katan, because when you said you're going to bring a big animal, you bring a small one, where you're not fulfilling your obligation, because it's not like small and bringing big, where it's even more than what you said. When you say you're bringing a big one, you bring a small one, you didn't even do what you said you're going to do. Here too also, when you said you're going to bring two, and now you bring just one, you didn't fulfill your nedava. In spite of that, the Gemara will explain why according to the Chacham, according to the Tanna Kamma, one is allowed to do that. But the Rebbe Eiser. Rebbe initially says that that's forbidden to do. Now, however, as Rashi explains, Rebbe does hold, if it is brought like that, then he has to fulfill this obligation. Why? Because since he said zeh, he says elu, he says these, he's specifying this, so that's called a nedava. That's not a nedava, we're saying olai. So he's not responsible. So therefore, whatever ends up happening, it will be fulfilled after the fact. It's just initially, one cannot go ahead and change from what he had said to do, and instead of bringing the two, he's going to bring one. Rebbe says that's forbidden. One has to bring the two that he said he's going to bring. Similarly, says the Mishnah, before we spoke about an ox, now we say, Ayla ze'ayla. This ram should be a carbon ayla. V'nistava develops a blemish. So say the Chacham, Imratza, Yavi b'dam of Keves, if he wants to, he can bring with his monies a lamb, or which is like the gadol of a heavy cotton. Or, Keves ze'ayla v'nistava, the opposite. If he says, this lamb should be a carbon ayla and it develops a blemish, Imratza, Yavi b'dam of ayla, if he wants to, he can bring with his monies a ram, which is, instead of a kebis, which is in its first year, which is in its second year, which is like cotton heavy gadol. But Rabbi Yoy says, we said before, Rabbi says, that's forbidden. You have to bring exactly what you had said you're going to bring, where although it was a nadava and it developed a blemish, in spite of that, the money should be used exactly as it had originally been promised. Now, continuing to Medbez, where the Gemara asks, but Va'amad Reisha, we had said in the Reisha, which really means the previous Mishnah, Kav Zayin Medbez, which is called the first part of our Mishnah, that even according to the Rabbanan, everyone agrees. Let's say someone says, Shor b'mana, I'm going to buy an ox for one mana, 100 dinar. The hevi shnayim b'mana, instead he brings two with that money, with the same mana. The lo yatzeh has not fulfilled his obligation, because it's not what you promised. So why over here did we say that the monies that you get, you could go ahead and buy two? Well, that's not what you promised. You said you're going to bring one. That's the same halacha. Shar b'mana, you can't bring two with a mana. So why over here did we say that you had this shar, and then you're using the money, and you could buy two, according to the Chacham? Says the Gemara, shar zeh, the halacha of Armish, that's talking about this ox, and v'nistav, and it got a blemish, that's shani, that's different. Because since he said, this one I'm going to bring as a carbon oila, and develop a blemish, so now there's no more obligation of any vow that he of his vow that he had taken, because it was a nedava. And he can't fulfill it anymore because it developed a blemish. So now there's no more obligation. Okay, so the funds you're going to take, because they were sanctified, so that funds you could go and use and bring whatever you want to. But over there in the previous Mishnah where he said, Hare Allah Shar b'mana, I'm taking upon myself to bring an ox worth of mana, so that's has that achrayis, has that liability, because he's saying Allah, not Jezeh. So then he's obligated until he brings exactly as he had promised, which is one with a mana, and yes, you cannot fulfill it with two for that same mana. The Gemara continues, our Mishnah said, Shnei Shvarin Elu Eila. Let's say he says, these two oxen are a carbon Eila, v'nistavah, they both develop a blemish. So the Mishnah said here too, Ratza Yavi B'nein Echad. If he wants to, he can bring with their monies one ox. He can take both of their monies and buy one ox with them. The Rebbe says, that's forbidden. So the Gemara says, my time of the Rebbe, my time, what's the reason of of Rebbe that he says that is forbidden. Says the Gemara, Mishum the Havalei, this is just like the case of Gadol Vehevi Katan, where you promise to bring a big animal, instead you bring a small one. Now, why is that the same? Because as Rashi explains, two is always better than one, even if they're worth the same amount. So here, where he promised that he's going to bring two, and then develop a blemish. Now, to take the money and buy one, that's, even though that's the same value, that's less. That's like a smaller animal. And everyone agrees by Gadol Vehevi Katan there's a problem. Now, so that says the Gemara, Rebbe still holds that Ve'afagav dinestav, although it got a blemish, and therefore you could say that, okay, so now he has no more obligation of his neder, because he didn't, it developed a blemish, he can't bring it anymore. And moreover, we said he doesn't have a chrais, doesn't have a responsibility as insurance, because he said, Eilu, these, not a lie. Even so, explains the Gemara, L'ketchilu l'shari Rebbe. Still, you're right. After the fact, Rebbe would of course hold, as we said in the explanation in the Mishnah, that it would be of course valid. But initially, it doesn't allow you to do different than what you had taken a vow, because this is just like Gadol Vehevi Katan. Now, but on that, ask the Gemara, if that's what he's saying, like L'ketchilu, it has to be exactly as you had promised, or else you're going to be running into the problem of like Gadol Vehevi Katan. But then Maliflignam Bereisha, then they should dispute even the first halacha of the Mishnah. The first halacha, he only disputes the second one. The first halacha was, as we just mentioned before, if he says, this ox is an oila, and it developed a blemish. So the Chacham said, with those monies that were supposed to be for one ox, he can bring two oxen, which is a case of katan mehevi gadol. So you understand the Chacham, because they hold katan mehevi gadol in the previous Mishnah, that's valid. But the problem is, Rebbe should dispute that case too, because even though really we're saying, even according to Rebbe, it's not really a problem. That's why the evidence can be valid, because it's just nedava. He's not taking a chayis, but he holds initially it's a problem. It's going to be exactly as you said. So then here also he should disagree and say Rebbe Iser, because he doesn't differentiate in the previous Mishnah between cotton baby gadol or gadol baby cotton. He holds both of those are problems. So then why doesn't he disagree that even in the case of the Reisha, that also should not be allowed? You can't bring from one to two, even though that's going katan mehevi gadol, because that's also a problem in general. So you also look at chila, that should be a problem. So I think, well, yes, you're right. Rebbe, akula milsa polik. Rebbe disagrees on the whole halacha de chacham. V'natulu l'arbanan ad-demaski milsai. He just waited for the rabbanan to finish their opinions. V'hadam mifligalai. Then he disagreed with them, but it wasn't going only on the last halacha that they said. It was going on everything that they said, and he holds usher to change even not only from gadol vehevi katan like the case of the seifa, but even katan vehevi gadol like the case of the reisha. And says Igmar Tehdi, you should know that even on the reisha, which is the case of when he takes a vow for something small and brings something bigger, which is going from one to two, that even there Rebbe disagrees and says that it's going to be asur l'ketchila. Because the Tani, we learned the second half of the Mishnah. That said, ayil is ayil v'nestav. When it went to the case, instead of the ox, which was with one, when he has one ox and instead he's getting two, or when there's two oxen and he's getting one. So when it talks about in the Seifa of Ayil Zeh Oilev in the Stav, and it's talking about a ram, this ram should be an Oilev and it develops a blemish. So the Mishnah said, in that equivalency of Katan Vehevi Gadol, it doesn't say it in numbers in one and two, it says it with age. It says, Ratzah Yaveh Bidam of Keves. If he had donated a ram and developed a blemish, he could bring a smaller one, which is the same thing of a ram, just younger in its first year. He could bring with his money a lamb. And if he said kevezel oil ben estav, if he said that this lamb should be an oil and a double lamish, yiratzu yavi bedam of oil, if he wants, he can bring with his money a ram. Now, the Rebbe Isa and the Seif of the Mishnah said that Rebbe says it's forbidden. So obviously we see that even in the case, which the last case that it's talking about over there, which for sure the words of Rebbe is going on, is by if he donated a keves, you're not allowed to bring initially with its money a ram, which that's a case of katan vehevi gadol, which is the same thing as the case of the reisha of the first halacha of the Mishnah, of this ox should be an oila and develop a blemish, that you're not allowed to bring, according to Rebbe, with his monies, two oxen. So obviously, yes, that's the understanding of Rebbe, and yes, he disagrees not only in gadol vehevi katan, but even katan vehevi gadol, that like a tchila one is not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to change from what it's supposed to be. Now, Ibailu, they asked the following question, which seemingly the question would be only according to Tanakamba, but we'll actually see that machlokes tanoim on this. The Gemara asks, mimina lamina mai. What's halacha to change from one species to another one? If let's say, like the halacha of the Mishnah, where he said, sheri zeh lo'olam, this ox should be a carbon oilam, and develop a blemish. What's the halacha could he bring? So we said in the Mishnah, according to Tanakama, you could bring two oxen from that one ox that was supposed to be brought. What's halacha could he bring with his money? These two rams, with the money that was supposed to be used for that one ox which developed a blemish and then it was sold. It says Yomar Tashem, let's bring a raya from the following brisa. Brisa says, Shor ze oila ben nistaiv, this case, this ox should be an oila and it develops a blemish. So the brisa says, Lo yovi b'dam of ayil. You're not allowed to bring with its money a ram, because that's way too small. That's gadol vei b'katan, which is problematic. Avol mevi b'dam of beis elam. But if you want, you could bring with its monies two rams, because that's the equivalent of what one ox would cost. So you see, clearly, that memina lamina is shari. He's allowed to take from one species to another one, that's going to be permitted. Now, Rebbe Yosef said it's forbidden. Why? Lafisha ain't bila, because you can't mix them together. What he's referring to is because there's the michas nesachim that comes with karbanas. In this situation, he was supposed to bring one ox with its nesachim. Now, it's a blemish, and now he sells it, he has funds, and now you're telling me that he's going to go ahead and buy and bring two rams in place of that one ox. The problem with that is that so he has to bring the two menachas in two different vessels because they're two different karbanas. So you can't mix it into one vessel. So it doesn't look like the nedu that he had taken because he had taken a vow to bring a karban that has its mincha in one vessel. And now he's bringing two different vessels. So since you can't mix them together, so therefore that's not going to be valid. Now, the assumption right now is that if not for the menachas, which you have to have them in two different vessels, that according to Rebbe, it wouldn't bother us that you were going to bring one karban, one shor, and now you're bringing two aisles, two different karbanas. If you had taken neder for one, you're bringing two, because those two, we could tell, are taking the place of that first one, because they was that ox, and they sold it, and we took those funds and bought those two rams. But by menachas, which they were never sanctified yet, there was only the shor, which developed a blemish, you have to bring it from your house, so then you have to bring it how you had taken to bring the neder, which is one, and now you're bringing two, and therefore that's not similar, and therefore that's not going to be valid. But one thing says the Gemara, as we said, Shema Minah, we obviously answered our question, and we said that you could take from Mina Lamina, you could take that the funds from the one ox, which developed a blemish, and buy two rams, as we find by the Tanakhama. Now, but however, Ihachi asked the Gemara, if that's the case, as we find from this Brisa, that from one type to another type is permitted, so the Ma'ir Yitrei, so then how do we understand the opinion of the Chachama, the Tanakhama? Why does the Brisa say that only two rams are going to be permitted to take the place of that one ox? Afilachad nami, even one also should be good. Because da benistav l'rabbanan, the halacha according to Rabbanan, although we said in the previous Mishnah they hold that gadol vei b'katan is not good, which would be from an ox to a ram, which is smaller. But in the halacha of our Mishnah, we said that when they developed a blemish, according to Rabbanan, lo yishanu lehu bein gadol lekatan. We said they don't differentiate between big and small because really you don't have any obligation anyway. You had said zeh, you had said olai. So that's like a nedava. So you take the funds, you can do whatever you want with it. So then why does the Brisa say that you can only bring two rams and not one? Says the Gemara, you're right, the Brisa is different than the Mishnah in the Chacham. Trei tanoim alibad Rabbanan. There are actually two different tanoim according to Rabbanan that there are those who hold that even when they develop a blemish, the Rabbanan said it's forbidden, which is the halacha of the Brisa, by when it was supposed to be gadol, you're not allowed to bring liketchila or cotton. Yeah, but the evidence is going to work, as we said, even according to Rabbi, but there's a machlekes between the Mishnah and the Brisa and the opinion of the Chacham. The Mishnah doesn't differentiate at all between gadol, even gadol vehevi cotton is okay. The Brisa says, no, cotton vehevi gadol is okay or the same, but gadol vehevi cotton, liketchila, is going to be a problem. Now, additionally, the Gemara is going to show that there's also machlekes Mishnah and Brisa in the opinion of Rabbi. Because the Brisa said, Rebbe Eiser. He says, no, you can't do this to take the funds of the one ox to buy the two rams in its place. Lefishein Bila, because you can't mix those two menachas, which there's two different animals, so it has to be brought in two different vessels. You can't mix them, so it's different than the mincha that he was supposed to bring if it was going to be one animal. Now, that has the Gemara, time of day in Bila. Sounds like the reason why Rebbe says it's problematic is because you can't mix the flour offerings. Hayesh Bila Shari, but if you would be able to mix the flour offerings, it would be permitted to bring, even though it was from an ox, to rams. On that, as the Gemara Vatnam, we learned in our Mishnah that said, Ayil ze oila v'nistav. In the Sefer, the Mishnah said that if he says this ram should be a carbon oila and it develops a blemish, so the Tanakhama said, Ratza yavi b'dam of kevis. If you want, instead of the ram, you can take its funds and buy a lamb. Or the opposite, kevis ze oila v'nistav, if he said this lamb should be an oila and develop a blemish, yavi b'dam of ayil, he could bring in its place the animal in its second year, which is a ram. But Rebbe said it's forbidden. Now, even though here we're talking about one animal, a ram or a lamb, and you're going to bring the mincha in one vessel, even so, Rebbe says, you're not allowed to take from its monies only the same type that it taken in the neder. That contradicts the halacha of the Brisa, because the Brisa is saying in Rebbe that no, the fact that it went from a shor to ayil, we're not bothered. It's just that because it's two elim, because it has to be the equivalent of that one shur, which has to be two different rams, and that two rams is problematic because that has to be the menachas in two different vessels. You can't mix it. But what if it was one vessel, it would be okay? But you're changing from an ox, from a bull to a ram. How does that work? Our Mishnah said that you cannot change, according to Rebbe, from one type of animal to another one, from an aisle to a keves or keves to aisle. So the Gemara here also treats Tanoi believe the Rebbe that there's again another machlekes between the Mishnah and the Braisa and the opinion of Rebbe, that there are those like in the Braisa who say that yeah, the only thing he was bothered by were the flour offerings because you can't mix them, and then you have the opinion in our Mishnah that said no, that Rebbe was particularly even in regarding the carbon itself, you're not allowed to change it from what it was supposed to be, from let's say an aisle to a keves or keves to aisle. So too it would disagree with the Braisa and say there'd be a problem even from a shur to an aisle, even if the menachas were in one vessel. Meaning, not only the logic, the svar that we said that a mincha would be different because that was never there, so you would have to bring exactly what's supposed to be brought. No, they said no. Whatever it is that you had designated has to be that same type. You can't use the funds for something else. Again, as we're saying, liketchila, because b'diavad everyone holds it's okay because it was never a neder to be chayv b'achrayis. It was just an adab. Now, the Gemara quotes the end of the Braisa, which was talking about this case when someone said that this ox should be an oila and a tvelba blemish, that we said that you can't bring just one ram to take its place. That concludes the Braisa uvitahayrim. Now regarding pure animals, meaning to say, we're always using the term nistav, which means tumma, but we're saying it means develop a blemish. Here it means, but an animal that did not develop a blemish. So Egel, if he had promised to bring a calf, vehevi par, and instead he brings a bull. Or keves vehevi ayil, he had said he's bringing a lamb, and instead he brings a ram. Yotza, he's going to fulfill his obligation. Says the Gemara, that's stomach Rabban, and that's anonymous Braisa going like the Rabban, who they say that even though, we're not talking about that it developed a blemish, it's a regular obligation that you had, still they hold, as we said in the previous Mishnah, that katan mehevi gadol, which this is taking a smaller animal, bringing its larger one, is going to be yaitze, and therefore it's going like the Rabban, not like Rabbi. Now the Mishnah had said that Ratza, regarding this opening halacha of our Mishnah, if someone wants, when he had said this ox should be an oila and develop a blemish, if he wants, you have a bedam of beis v'chulu, if he wants, he could bring two oxen in place of that one ox that was supposed to be. Now, Amar of Menashe bar Zvira Marav, he qualifies this halacha and he says, Lo Yishan, we didn't learn this halacha, El da Amar Shor Ze Oila, like the wording of the case of the Mishnah was, if he says this ox should be an oila, Aval Amar Shor Ze Olai Oila, but if he says this ox is upon me to bring it as an oila, Then it's already established that he has responsibility. He said, Alai, to bring it as it is, which is one ayla, and then he wouldn't be able to bring two animals as two karbanos ayla. However, on this, the Gemara asks, why? Bedimo alai lahaviyoi. Maybe the word on me just means to bring this one as an ayla. That's what he's saying. But once it develops a blemish, so it's not here anymore, so his obligation of his vow is not here anymore, and then he can bring it as whatever he wants to, even two different animals. Why would Alai change that? Ella rather says the Gemara, you're right. Iyatma hachiyatma. If this was said as a qualification, it was as follows. Amar Menashe bar Zvira Marav, he says, Loishan, we didn't learn the halacha of the Mishnah. El da Amar Shor Ze Oila, either as the case the Mishnah said, when he says, this ox should be an Oila, Inami, or even would be the same halacha, Amar Shor Ze Olai Oila, that would be the same thing. The word Olai wouldn't change it. It would just mean he has to bring this Oila when it's here. If it's not, then he's not responsible as he was saying it. Aval, but what the case that is different, Amar Shor Ze V'dam of Olai Oila. If he says, this ox and its monetary value is on me to bring as an oila, oh, in that case, if it develops a blemish, but then hukfa was already established that he has to bring whatever, if it's in its current state or in its monetary state, as one oila, where then if he brings two oilas, he's not going to fulfill his obligation. But as Rashi explains, even if he would say vadama, but if he wouldn't say the word alai, he would fulfill his obligation however he does, because he's not going to then be responsible for any insurance. Once it develops a blemish, it's over. It's like an adava. You're not responsible if he doesn't say alai. So you have to say vidamav and alai. That's where we're saying that's going to be different. Then one would not be able to take that money of that one ox and buy two oxen in its place. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme of this perek, which we said, Harei Alai, when someone says something unspecified, what exactly is his obligation? So it just says the Mishnah as follows. Ha'im, if someone says, Echad mikvasai hektash, one of my lambs are sanctified for the Mizbech as a carbon, or he says, Ve'echad mishvarai hektash, one of my oxen are sanctified. Now, V'hai Lishnam, and he had two. So which one? He says, one of them should be sanctified. Says the Mishnah, Godlo Shabehen hektash, it's the bigger one of the two that's sanctified. Let's say, Ashleisha, three of them. Says the Mishnah, Bein Nishabem Mekdash, then the intermediate one is going to be sanctified. As the Gemara will explain, why is that? Seems to contradict those to the first halacha. Says the Mishnah, let's say it says Peirashti. I had specified which one. Vein Yidam Masha Peirashti. Nah, I don't recall which one I specified. Oh, or let's say the Keish Amali Abba. He says, my father told me when he was passing away that one of my oxen I had specified to be for Hekdash. Vein Yidam Ma. Now, I don't know for which one it was to be. Then Hagadol Shaben Hekdash, it's the bigger one of the two that's going to be sanctified, because we assume that he had sanctified the better of the two. Because the Pasuk says, Mifchan Nidirechem, in Dvarim Yud Beis, the choice ones that you bring for your neder is what a person has obligation. So therefore, we're going to assume then that it was the best one. The Gemara has a contradiction, as we had alluded to. Amo, we see from the opening halacha of the Mishnah, when he says, one of my lambs, one of my oxen, he brings the bigger of the two. That obviously, makdish b'ayin yafa makdish, when someone sanctifies something, he sanctifies it with what's called a good eye, with the in a generous spirit. So therefore, it's the bigger one that's going to be the hektish one. However, aim is safer. Look at the next halacha of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, when there's three, bein nishabehen hektish, it's the intermediate one that's sanctified. I'm a makdish b'ayin ra makdish. We see someone that's a little bit not so generous. He's a little bit stingy that he's going to give only the intermediate one. So which one is it? Is it ayin yafa? Or is it Ayin Ra? So Amar Shmuli says, no, what the Mishnah means to say is, yes, of course you're Makdish ba'Ayin Yafa. But when there's three, that's when there is two. But when there's three, Chayshin Afla Bein, it means that we're concerned, we suspect that maybe it also includes the intermediate one, meaning, since he said one of them are Hektish, I don't know which one does Hektish take effect on. Is it on the biggest one or on the intermediate one? Why? Because the Legabik Cotton Ayin Yafahu, the intermediate one is considered in a generous spirit in contrast to the smaller one. Therefore, it takes effect on both. Now, however, as we can explain, only one of them is sacrificed because it only sanctifies one of them. But since we don't know, we say even the middle one has the sanctity. Now, however, as Rashi explains, in contrast, the end of the Mishnah that says the case of when I specified, then there's no doubt whatsoever. Because if he specified him, his father, for sure he specified the big one, then it's always going to be the big one. But we're saying when he just says one of them and there's three, then we don't know. It might even be including the middle one. Therefore, that's when we said that even the middle one is sanctified. But of course, the big one. So the Gemara says, hey, so what exactly does he do to permit one of them, if you're saying that they both have the sanctity because we're not sure, how does one go ahead and using one of them, because we're only going to end up sacrificing one of them? So Amar B'chi Barav, what he does is mamten lo, he waits for the intermediate one until it develops a blemish. Then, once it develops a blemish, then you're allowed to deconsecrate it. He deconsecrates it onto the bigger one. Then, either way you look at it, he's in a good situation. Because if initially, because we're not sure that, let's say it took effect on the intermediate one, because that's still considered ayin yafa in regards to the smaller one, and it didn't take effect on the biggest one. So now that it developed a blemish, and it's being deconsecrated on the bigger one, so now it's on the bigger one. And if it initially had taken effect on the bigger one, so it comes out that the intermediate one was always never sanctified in the first place, and it was always chulin. So either way, it's going to be chulin now, and you can use the intermediate one, and you'll bring the bigger one as the carbon. Now, however, Amar Rav Nachman, Rabbi Baravui qualifies and he says, "Loik shonu, we didn't learn this halacha that we suspect and we're concerned that to have it considered sanctified, even the intermediate one, is ela da'ama echad mishvari hektish. Only if, like the wording of the Mishnah was, when he says, when he has three of them, and he says, one of my oxen are hektish. Aval Amar shar bishvari hektish. But if he said a similar terminology, but different, as the Gemara is going to explain. But if he says, an ox amongst my oxen is sanctified, not one of my oxen. Shar bishvari hektish, then hakadosh behen hektish, then even when there's three, the bigger one of them all is going to be sanctified, because tur bituroi kama. What he's saying is, the more distinguished of my oxen is the one that's going to be sanctified. It's the ox of the oxen. It's like, means to say, he's the man of all men. He's the ox of all oxen. It means the best one. And that is the Marini. Is that really so? But Vamrav, who in the gear says, barchi mishmeidu ulam, he says, if someone says to his friend, bayis babaisi, same type of terminology, a house of my houses, ani maychalach, I'm selling you. So it says, ula, mareu aliyah. He could even show him his attic and say, that's what I sold you. Now, the Gemara at this point assumes, when it says aliyah, it means literally what it's usually translated as the attic, where that's worse as a dwelling place than a regular apartment. So says the Gemara, lab mishum degriya, isn't it because it's inferior? that you see that even the terminology bais b'baisi doesn't mean the most distinguished one of them all. So therefore then when he says shir b'shvari, tur b'terai, that should also mean the same thing. It shouldn't necessarily mean the best of them all. To the contrast, it could even be the worst of them all. Like we see here, k'chom mezadik. So that contradicts the principle that he's saying when you say bais b'baisi or shir b'shvari means the best one. So it's gemara loy, no. When he says mareyu aliyah, it shows him the aliyah. It doesn't mean aliyah as an attic. The word aliyah could also mean the best. It means ma'ula shebabatim. He has to show him the best of all his apartments, because yes, when you say bais b'baisi, it means the house of all houses. This is the one to really, that's going to knock him all dead. That's the one that he actually has to give him, which is exactly like the principle that Rav Nachum Amar Rabbah Ravu is saying. But the Gemara continues asking Mesev even the following price. Same terminology. Shor b'shvari hekdesh. If someone says, an ox of my oxen should be a carbon, should be sanctified as a carbon oil. Or v'chein, similar halach is going to be when you have a shershel hektish, a sanctified ox, shenis arv b'chem that gets mixed with other regular oxen. So what do? Sa gadol shebehen hektish. The biggest one of them all is going to be sanctified as a carbon oil. Now, v'kulam and all the other animals, either again, seemingly in the case of when he says an ox of all my oxen, or when a shershel hektish gets mixed with other regular chulan oxen, all the other ones, yimachu l'tzorchei oilis, they should be sold to be used for those who are buying it for karbanas ayla, because maybe each one you could say is the one that he had been sanctified, or the one that got lost, that's the karban ayla. However, v'demei in chulin, the monies that are sold to those people who are going to use these animals as karbanas ayla, that owner of all those animals, he could use those monies are unconsecrated, because hektish does not take effect on its monies, only like in the classic case of when you have a blemished animal which is going out and being deconsecrated, which can be used by a regular person for regular stuff, where then we say, okay, the sanctity gets transferred to its monies. But here, where actually the animals are not going out to be chulin, because to the contrast, we said they're being sold for kachim purposes, that they're going to use them for karbanas ayla, so then actually the monies do not be sanctified, and actually the monies are going to be chulin. And moreover, we don't say that it's considered stealing from Hekadosh anything, because the only thing that there was, either in its nether or in the case that they got mixed up, was only one animal, and now the biggest one of them all anyway is being given to Hektish. Now, but one thing as the Gemara is that we see that it says, v'kulon yimachar, and all the other animals, oh, they have to be sold for purchases of a carbon ayla. Where we see that we are concerned for all the other animals, even though in the first case he had said, shor b'shvari. So that's difficult according to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Shor b'shvari, no, there's no doubt over there. That's not the halacha of the Mishnah, that, okay, even we have to be cheshish for the beini. That's only like he said when he says, Echad mishvarai, Echad mikvasai. But he says, Shor b'shvari, now that's hands down, we know it means the best one. If we know it means the best one, so why would the Brisa say, Shor b'shvari hektish, that we have to suspect all the other ones? Okay, you only have to give one to hektish, but you have to suspect him, and if you sell it for purposes of Ayla, what's there to suspect? Shor b'shvari, no, it only means the best one. Says Yimar, you're right. Targuma, interpret this that it says in the Braisa, for kula yimachu l'tzarech oilis, that all the other animals have to be sold for purchases of a carbon oila. That's only going on the second case. Asher shel hektish in this arv b'chaim, regarding the ox of hektish that got mixed with other chulin oxen. But you're right, the case of shor b'shvari, there's no doubt over there that most definitely means the biggest one, and then you don't have to sell the other ones for purchases of a carbon oila. However, on that the Gemara asks, but lo v'chein katani, v'chein kamar. What do you mean? It says clearly v'chein. When it says shor b'shvari hektish, and then it says v'chein, it's so too shor shel hektish nesar b'chaim, which sounds like that they have both the same halacha, which there's two halachas over here. One that the biggest one is hektish, and also that they're all going to be sold, but tzarcha eilis, all the rest of them, so you see that does apply to shor b'shvari hektish, not like of Nachman. Says the Gemara, no. Tirguma, interpret this that the Braisa says v'chein, equating the two cases, is agadol, is only on the first halacha that the Braisa is saying. That they have the same halacha, that the biggest one of that whole mixture is going to go to hektish. But regarding the second halacha, that regarding the doubt of all the other ones, that doesn't apply to shor b'shvari, like we're explaining for Rav Nachman, and that's only going to be for the second case of when you have shor shel hektish and sar b'chaim, that we don't know, so then you have to sell the rest as sar ch'eilis, and therefore it's not a contradiction in Rav Nachman. But the Gemara continues asking Meisvei from the following braisa. Bayis bebeisi ani moichalach. Someone else says to someone else, house of my houses, I'm selling to you. Now, v'nafal, and one of his houses collapsed. So, says the braisa, marei v'nafal. The seller could show the buyer that house that collapsed and says, that was the one I sold you. Well, let's say it says, eved ba'avada ani moichalach umeis. Says, a slave of my slaves, I'm selling you. And then one of his slaves died. So Maria Macy could show him that was the one that you bought, the dead one. And that continues the Gemara on top of Kaf Tes Amid Aleph. But Vamai, according to Rav Nachman, why is this the halacha? Lechzi hei denofa. Let's see which house collapsed. If his biggest apartment collapsed, so then, yeah, there's going to be a loss for the buyer. Because you're saying bayit shebebata means the biggest of the houses. But if a smaller house falls, then yeah, then there's not going to be, there shouldn't be a loss for the buyer. Because the only thing he bought was the biggest, the way Rav Nachman interprets the words bayit shebebata. And so to Hayden Mace, let's see which slave died. If it was the biggest, then he should have the loss. But if not, then not. Says the Gemara, no, lekeach ka'amrit. You're talking about, and you're asking me from a brice regarding the case of a consumer, of a purchaser? No, shani lekeach. The case of a buyer is different than the halach of hektish that we're talking about. Because the yad balashtar, the hand of the one who's coming with a document, like here when you're having a lekeach, who's coming with the sale document, his hand is ala tachtoina. He has what's called the lower hand. Because he's coming to remove something from his friend, which that's the halacha meitzim mechaber al avaraya, the proof, the onus of proof is incumbent upon him, because the seller is the one who has the chazaka of his houses. So he has to bring the proof, the lekeach has to bring the proof to show which was the one that was sold to him. But regarding hektish, then we interpret the halacha of bayi shebebatim, that it's or shor shebishvarim, that's referring to the biggest one. But here regarding the buyer, no, they don't say that when they say bayi shebebatim. There, the onus of the proof is on him to prove what bayi shebebatim meant, and therefore the seller could show him even the house that collapsed or the slave that died. Oh, it says the Gemara, hashta as lachi, now that we came to that answer to differentiate between a lekeach and hektish, Afilatema, we could go back to the first question of Aliyah. When we said that he says in Bayis Shabbatim, he could show him his Aliyah. We could say that it doesn't mean Mu'ula Shabbatim, the best of the houses, as we had originally had to answer, because Shabbishvaram means the biggest, so to Bayis Shabbatim means the biggest. No, it means the attic, the Griya, which is actually the worst. Why don't we say Shabbishvaram means the best? Yeah, that's by Hektish. Here is some of the sale, Yad Balashtar, Al Tachtaina, the hand of the one coming with a document trying to collect money from someone else, he has the lower hand, and therefore the onus is on him, and then Bayis Shebebatim is not necessarily going to mean that it means the best, then the seller who has the upper hand could even tell him it means even his cheapest apartment, meaning even an attic, and therefore it's not a contradiction of Rav Nachman to qualify the halacha of the Mishnah is only by Echad Mishvari, but when he says Shor Shebishvari means the best, again that's by Hektish, but by Lekeach, it wouldn't necessarily mean that, and it could even mean the worst, it could even mean the house that collapsed, it could even mean the attic of the seller.